share a little dilemma I have right now with my son's hockey team.
We love dilemmas.
So my youngest is playing out in Airdrie for the Airdrie Stars, and it's like just nonstop hockey, right? Like we're playing like 6 times in 3 days. Every single day during the week, he's got a practice or a power skating. So you're with the parents a lot, and you start to mingle and getting to know people. And they sent out this merch link to buy merch for the kids' team.
We have merch now.
We have merch. So right away, I hop on there, and I got the email in real time. So I opened up the merch link right away within a second of getting it. I'm going through the t-shirts and the hats and the toques and the sweaters, and I'm like, oh, this is a nice sweater, which JD's looking at right now because he's wearing it.
A very nice sweater, yeah.
So I buy it, $50. Some money goes to the organization. Okay, cool, get it. I'd say an hour and a half after ordering my new swag to support the team, the moms in the group chat go, all right, got an idea. All the moms are going to buy this sweater, and all the dads are going to buy this sweater. And then when we go to the game, we look like a team. All the moms bought the same sweater that I bought.
Oh, no.
And it's unisex. It's not a female sweater. It's a unisex one. But the moms have decided that it's the female sweater for the team.
It's the mom sweater, yeah.
All the dads are wearing the black ones. So yesterday, I show up to the rink, and I'm like, oh, look at all the dads looking sharp in their black and green sweaters.
Oh, no.
Look at the moms with the wine in their travel mugs wearing the gray sweater. And there I am with them, the only loser out there. I tried my best to be a part of the team, and now I'm wearing the mom sweater.
If it makes you feel any better, it's a great hoodie. Like, if you hadn't told me that story this morning, I probably would have asked you if I could order one for myself. It's a great-looking hoodie.
Apparently, it looks better on females.
Might order one for Jackie.
CJ Mornings with Jesse and JD. CJ 92 rocks. It's the CJ 92 Name That Sound Contest. Your next chance to name that sound and win is coming up tomorrow morning at 6 with Jesse and JD. Rocks.
Let's go.
It's Jesse and JD's Weekend Shift. CJ 92 rocks. Is Jesse and JD's Weekend Shift. Weekend Shift. CJ 92. Jesse and JD's thank you notes.
Yeah, but what are you guys going to do in the meantime?
We're going to write a whole bunch of thank you notes.
Thank you, weather bosses, for making reporters stand in the eye of a hurricane to tell us there's a hurricane.
Tough gig, hey?
There's one happening in the States right now, and you've got all these reporters who are just trying to stand up. The wind's trying to blow them over. They're hanging on to poles as their jackets try to rip them into the ocean. Like, guys, we get it. There's bad weather. You could do that and tell us that from inside the studio.
As we speak, there are reporters upstairs knowing that soon they're going to have to go out into the cold to show us how cold it is.
Guys, it's minus 50. We know. We just walked to our car.
Thank you to the guy from Journey for apologizing for his performance the other night. It's cool, though. People have been paying money to see Vince Neil sounding like a coyote in a garbage compactor for like a decade.
The compactor that just won't quite kill him, just squeezes a little too hard. Thank you to the car that just flashed its lights at me to warn me that there was a cop ahead. Or did they hit a bump? I'll never know.
Yeah.
Isn't that the worst when you think like, oh, they just flashed their lights at me, slow down. And then you don't see a cop, and then you see another car, and you're like, oh, there's got to be some sort of bump in the road.
Good Samaritan or terrible artery of traffic. Thank you to the NFL for making sure that every single commercial break includes a Kelce, a Swift, a Mahomes, or if they're all busy, Andy Reid or Jake from State Farm.
And if they're all busy, a Dan Campbell.
Sure.
He's got a great commercial going on right now. Thank you, leaf blowers, for helping make my leaves my neighbor's problem.
Yeah, good luck with that.
You got a leaf blower? Oh, I guess you wouldn't, eh, with no yard?
I'm the last guy that checked a leaf blower.
I look like a Ghostbuster out there in my yard. I got the leaf blower on the back, and I'm just blowing all the leaves, and that is all my neighbor's problem now.
Finally, thank you to a poll that said only 25% of Edmontonians support the re-election of their mayor and city council. Hold our beer. I think we may have finally beat Edmonton at something.
CJ Mornings with Jesse and JD.
CJ Mornings.
CJ 92 rocks. It's Jesse and JD's weekend shift. CJ 92 rocks.
What I got, you gotta give it to your mama. What I got, you gotta give it to your papa. What
We've got 500 reasons why you should rate our rock now. It's cash. That's it. And you could win it. Vote on the best new music now at CJ92.com.
Good for me for a time. All hails cubically contained. Staunched and bottled, pressed and altered, and at the ready for the rains. The first tiny little shadows of my creepy little thoughts inhabit all that matters, and I lose by default, and I'll never promise anything again. I never promise anything again. I never promise anything again. I set a dozen 12-step traps. They slip by everyone. I never catch the little bastards. I really do wish that they don't know. Those paranoid little take their paranoid little time. And when the moon rolls in, they're like a bank robbing. And I'm a hostage who will drive. And I'll never promise anything again. I'll never promise anything again. Take a deep breath and think I must have wanted it this way. I remember all those little traps. I could not keep them in place. They were never stationed anywhere. They were terrorized and maimed. So tonight I'll set up vigil, and my shadow's all that's cast, and the iron that's encased it is doing all it one could ask.
Jesse and JD's Weekend Shift. CJ 92 rocks.
Time that I return. Learn.
This is Jesse and JD's Weekend Shift. Weekend Shift. CJ 92.
We saw that Calgary has been named the best place to live in Canada, according to some obscure website. Kind as that sentiment is, Jesse, I don't know.
Yeah, I wish Calgary was the best place to live in Canada, but too many rogue mullets. Mullets around our streets. And I know it's not the Calgarians. It's the people coming in from Red Deer and Didsbury, Olds, Blairmore, coming to see the Calgary Tower, take a look at the new BMO Center. A lot of mullets around. Kind of freaks me out.
It's kind of like having a weird cousin, right? Like, you love them, but at the same time, like, you kind of feel the need to apologize in advance for them. I, too, wish Calgary was the best place to live in Canada, but way too many of our roads resemble Mario Kart tracks. It'd be a whole lot more enjoyable if there was a soundtrack to go along with it, but Glenmore, driving way too much like Yoshi Valley for my liking.
You could say CJ's the soundtrack to potholes here in the city.
Don't hate it.
I wish Calgary was the best place to live in Canada, but the mountains are overrated. Right, like, who wants to spend their morning commute looking at the Rocky Mountains or, you know, driving less than an hour to somebody's paradise? Look at, we got our own backyard. Like, wouldn't you rather see the smog of Toronto or the grass grow of Saskatchewan?
Nobody thinks about the kinks we get in our neck.
I know, right? Like, look how beautiful it is here.
Also, I wish Calgary was the best place to live in Canada, but all that snow on the ground that comes with winter, it eventually melts, and we realize the Calgarians don't know how to pick up after their dogs.
No, a lot of lawn cigars out there.
Plenty.
Human, too, downtown, I heard.
It's very hard to tell the difference.
I wish Calgary was the best place to live in Canada, but we got Stampede fatigue, right? Our summers are just too much fun here. You got celebrities rolling through town for the Calgary Stampede, nonstop concerts, some of the hottest girls in the world. Like, it's just too much. Do you really want to live in a place that is this much fun in the summers?
It's honestly exhausting. Right? I wish Calgary was the best place to live in Canada, but have you Googled Green Line?
CJ Mornings with Jesse and JD. CJ 92 rocks. It's Jesse and JD's Weekend Shift. CJ 92 rocks.
You want to be a lifeguard? This is the real deal.
From the executive producer of The West Wing and Shameless, don't miss a new episode of the thrilling action drama.
Go, go, go!
Rescue. I Surf. Monday at 9, 10 Mountain on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
Welcome to the press conference. We're thrilled to announce our team's latest acquisition, Google Pixel 9 on Bell. With Gemini, Google's all-star AI on Canada's fastest and most reliable 5G network, we're ready for a standout season.
Add Google Pixel 9 on Bell to your team. Get up to $800 off when you trade in an eligible phone. Learn more at bell.ca/Google or visit a Bell store. Bell, smartphones just got better.
Callum.
Yes, Michael.
I'm really disappointed in you.
Why? The stores are doing fantastic.
I'm disappointed that you told Fiona about me being in love with Sarah.
Michael, I did not tell Fiona anything about Sarah.
Then how did she find out?
I have no idea.
What did Fiona say to you about me and Sarah?
All I can tell you is that Fiona went to Africa to talk to the people in charge of the diamond mines.
So Fiona knows that De Beers is being sold?
Evidently.
Every jeweler in the world is worried about what's going to happen when the new owners of De Beers take over.
De Beers took control of 90% of the worldwide supply of natural diamonds in 1891.
133 years ago.
My older sister Fiona is making sure everything turns out okay for the people of Canada and for Spence Diamonds.
Has she always been like that? A guardian angel?
I've been watching her do it since the day I was born.
We're lucky to have your older sister.
Everyone is lucky to have my older sister.
Spence.
Wow!
Located across from Chinook Center.
Looking for a new home without the wait? Take a look at Tricho's Quick Possession Homes. You'll find the townhome, duplex, lane, or front garage home you love. With designer curated homes available in Calgary and area's best new communities. You can stop waiting for the right used home to appear and get into a brand new Tricho home now. It's easy. How easy? Well, it's less like and more like welcome to the
We'll take it!
Find all of our quick possession homes today at tricohomes.com.
Your roof is leaking. It's your lucky day. Over a quarter of a million Canadians would give anything to be so lucky. But a crisis in affordable housing prevents that. Don't let homelessness assumptions get in the way of homelessness solutions. Go to CanadaCanDoIt.ca. Help the Canadian Alliance to End Homelessness.
Rock Solid Law.
Tune in to CJ92's Rock Solid Law, Tuesday mornings between 7:30 and 8 for solutions to your legal situations. Thanks to our buds at ResoluteLawGroup.ca. Text LAW followed by your question to 92922 now.
Cash and Cars Lottery has the most cash choices in Alberta. You can choose a dream home, $2 million in cash, or both a home and cash. Support Albertans facing cancer. Tickets at cashandcarslottery.ca.
License 687-957. 18 plus, play responsibly.
Attention Save On Food shoppers. We have an in-store special on potatoes.
Locally sourced potatoes, which, if unsold, will be donated to a local food bank or a farm to feed animals or return to the earth as compost. Because at Save On Foods, we believe that food should be put to its best possible use, not just thrown away.
We're extra passionate about helping our communities because a little extra can mean a lot. Learn more at SaveOnFoods.com.
Save On Foods, giving you extra.
Have you called Family Braces yet?
Making that call can literally change your life.
Imagine smiling all the time.
You'll want to show it off.
Braces and Invisalign from $149 a month.
Thinking of an orthodontist?
Think of Family Braces. Free consultation today. Familybraces.ca.
You want to be a lifeguard? This is the real deal.
From the executive producer of The West Wing and Shameless, don't miss a new episode of the thrilling action drama.
Go, go, go!
Rescue. I Surf. Monday at 10 on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
This is Jesse and JD's Weekend Shift.
Weekend Shift.
CJ 92 rocks.
is Jesse and JD's Weekend Shift.
Weekend Shift.
CJ 92.
Broken doll in pieces as I took the fall for you. You don't chomp, you left me free falling like space junk, burning up in the atmosphere of life. Well, I sound like a philosopher, but I'm a fool, soft a rocker, as I let you in my heart that one last time. Truck, but you're out of luck this time. Well, that's tough, cause I'm on fire, too hot to touch, with a chat room full of lovers on the line. Gonna step right up, space shine my soul. I'm gonna be proud and loud and out of control.
Weekend Shift. CJ 92 rocks.
I finally made it to the home of Bill's Mafia in Calgary, Mug's Pub.
The Bills make me wanna shout. Kick your heels up and shout. Throw your hands up and shout. Throw your head back and shout. Come on now.
And they were shouting yesterday, weren't they?
Buddy. I couldn't tell if the Bills just look like a team that could win the Super Bowl or if the Jacksonville Jaguars are a complete dumpster fire. Could have been column A and column B, regardless. What a scene over at Mug's. For everybody who had told me you have to go watch a game with the Mafia at Mug's Pub, I am sorry I waited so long. Glad I did it on a Monday night, because what a spectacle it was. I will be watching many games in the future over at Mug's.
I love when cities do that, when they get a bunch of like out-of-towners or people that cheer for teams that aren't local to the city. They find one bar and they take it over for every single game. I love that camaraderie. Like, I wish I had that. That's what I miss about Ontario, is just being around Leaf fans and being around Jays fans all the time. You always kind of feel like you're isolated with your team that you love. You find a bar like that, you're home.
Your buddy Timmer is one of the guys that puts this on. In fact, as I understand, as the story goes, he was telling me last night, it was just him and another buddy up until a couple of years ago, just watching Bills together. And they're like, you know what? There's probably a couple other members of the mafia out there. Sure enough, they throw up a couple of ads on Instagram. They get the word out that they're blasting the train horn on third down, that they have sing-alongs, that you can wear the buffalo wing hat if you want to. Man, they do it so big over there.
That's so good.
Even had one of those NFL championship, like WWE replica belts that they're planning to give away closer to the playoffs. The only thing I was disappointed in is really my own fault. I had been told that there was beef on WEC, apparently, which is like a Bills tradition if you've ever been to a game in Buffalo. I had thought that was an every single game thing. Apparently, we saved that special part until the playoffs.
Well, I'll do some moving and shaking. Get it going in the regular season.
Do I look like the kind of guy that knows how to make beef on WEC?
Call up the kitchen guy and say, hey, buddy, I got something for you to whip up and then throw some cash his way. I'm sure they'll get it done for you.
Anyway, all this to say, if you're a Bills fan, you're looking for a place to watch the game, make it Mugs.
Anybody go through a table there yesterday at Mugs?
That actually was the other disappointing thing. Not a lot of broken folding tables.
I should also apologize to not only you, but to everybody that was taking my betting advice yesterday when I said, hey, do not bet on the Bills. Save your money. The Jags are the way to go. I picked all these underdogs on Sunday. They won. And it's going to happen again yesterday. And, well, I couldn't have been more wrong. So my apologies.
Don't have to apologize. Just be glad you didn't put any money on it here on the radio.
This is Jesse and JD's Weekend Shift, CJ 92.
I wanna see it in your eyes. It's Jesse and JD's Weekend Shift. CJ 92 rocks.
CJAY-FM, Calgary.
An IR radio station.
CJ92 rocks.
Jesse and JD's Weekend Shift, CJ 92.
You are about to hear what we call a secret wish, which is something we do with our CJ 92 Kids Fund. Before we get to that, just wanted to flag a couple things real quick. First off, if you know someone who could use some help right now, please don't be shy about nominating them over at CJ92.com. This is why we have the fund, right?
Yeah, if you're somebody out there that knows somebody that needs a little extra, you know, something, maybe it's with their kids or maybe it's with their household situation, whatever it might be, we have this fund to help you at all times. So like JD said, CJ92.com, you can make your nomination there.
Yeah, and if you need help, you're allowed to ask for it. I know, you know, for a lot of rockaholics, a lot of Calgarians, just a lot of people in general, that's not something you're comfortable doing. But if you're in those shoes and you need help, know that this fund has been here for decades for this very reason, to help out families here in Calgary and, you know, the kids who need the help along the way. So with no further ado, we're going to call a rockaholic named Lane here and see if we can help out with that kids fund.
Hello?
Hi, is this Lane?
This is.
Hey, Lane, it's Jesse and JD calling from CJ92. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
We received an email from you, Lane. And we were just wondering, could you tell us a little bit about your three boys?
I can. So Abel is 12 years old. He's autistic. He doesn't get invited to birthday parties like his brothers. He doesn't have friends like his brothers. And he knows he's different and he wishes he had those connections. His last birthday party, nobody showed up. So it was pretty heartbreaking. Noah is 11. He is super funny, charismatic. He's incredibly confident and outgoing and helpful and empathetic. He needs his two front teeth. He has to have surgery in order for his two front teeth to descend. So he needs another surgery in order for his adult teeth to come down. My little one, Eli, he is 9. And so far, he is just thriving. Great, great kids. Like, I've been so blessed. They have taught me more than I can ever teach them in a lifetime.
And Lane, we understand that you guys are going through some hard times right now, eh?
We're one paycheck away from becoming homeless, and which is a scary thought with three little boys that, you know, need stability and security, especially my oldest. Being autistic, he really needs to know where he's going to be at all times and where we're going to be at.
Lane, we understand you guys have had to cancel some birthday parties too, and there's a surgery on the horizon, which won't be cheap.
We canceled birthday parties this year. First of all, due to money. Everything is so expensive. And going through the heartbreak of not having anybody show up for the oldest, Abel's birthday party a few years ago, it's just, don't really want to go through that again. And the struggles with paying the rent and buying groceries, birthday parties were just off the table this year. Birthday presents were pretty much non-existent either. We were going to try and save up for a trampoline because that's what Abel really wants, but we just haven't been able to do that. Noah's surgery is going to cost about $5,500, and we have to pay for that up front. On the day of surgery, we have to have that money or they will not do the surgery. And this is something that we're really struggling with, because the longer we wait, the chances of the root growing into his bone is higher, and then they will not be able to pull down the teeth, and he will have to wait until he's in high school, gone through puberty and whatnot, before he will be able to have the fake teeth put in. So we're really hoping that he doesn't have to wait until he's in high school before he has front teeth. Can you imagine what that would do to a young man's self-confidence?
No kidding. No kidding.
Kind of heartbreaking.
First off, thanks for sharing all that with us. You know, it sounds like the load is a heavy one. We're sorry to hear that. We know financial stress is just about the worst stress you can feel by yourself, never mind if you got a whole family unit behind you. So in saying thank you for sharing, we also wanted to extend a bit of an offer if we could. We have a CJ92 Kids Fund for situations just like these.
And Lane, we'd love to reach into that fund on behalf of our rockaholics and give you guys some money to cover that surgery, as well as maybe grab that spring-free trampoline, and we're going to give you $6,000.
Are you kidding me right now?
No, we're not kidding, and we never will when it comes to something like this. This is what the fund's here for, and we just want to help, and we're glad we can this morning on behalf of all of our rockaholics, Lane.
This is like, oh my goodness, this is life-changing for a very special little boy. You have no idea.
All we want in return is a nice photo of Noah with his big smile after he gets that surgery, okay?
Yes. I will take it before. I'm sure he will. He doesn't like to smile because he doesn't have his two front teeth, but I will take it before and we will get you an after. Oh my goodness.
JD, should we put a little extra in there and get him a CJ grill?
Oh, now we're talking. The top now we're talking. Bling, 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 bling.
I have to tell you, you know what? When we're in the vehicle, we often will change around the radio stations, and CJ92 is his favorite station. Out of the three boys, he is the one. He always wants to have it on your station.
Well, listen, we love to hear that. And, you know, take that part out of it. We just, you know, he sounds like such a special little dude. Yeah. And you guys sound like a really special, great family. And we just hope this lightens the load a little bit for you, Lane.
Oh, my goodness. You have no idea. CJ rocks.
CJ Mornings with Jesse and JD.
CJ Mornings.
CJ 92 rocks. This is Jesse and JD's Weekend Shift.
Weekend Shift.
CJ 92 rocks. It's the return of Calgary's original sound puzzle.
Is it tapping, pack of sugar, battery rolling on a table,
a lid on a mason jar?
The CJ92 Name That Sound Contest.
Oh my God, oh my God.
No way, yes! Stop wasting your brain on Wordle, Quirtle, Bandle, and all those other puzzle games that don't pay you a goddamn penny.
You just won $10,000, buddy.
Yes!
No way!
Yes!
CJ92's Name That Sound Contest, powered by Banno Auto Repair. When it's time to ready or repair your ride, think Banno Auto Repair.
Welcome to the press conference. We're thrilled to announce our team's latest acquisition, Google Pixel 9 on Bell. With Gemini, Google's all-star AI, on Canada's fastest and most reliable 5G network, we're ready for a standout season.
Add Google Pixel 9 on Bell to your team. Get up to $800 off when you trade in an eligible phone. Learn more at bell.ca/Google or visit a Bell store. Bell, smartphones just got better.
22 players come together to find the traitors among them.
Who will outsmart whom?
The ultimate murder mystery game. The Traitors Canada. New episode, Monday at 10, 8 Mountain on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
Get amazing deals on Nexen and other top tire brands at tiresandco.ca. Enjoy discounted prices, quick delivery, and partner installation options. Plus, save up to $50 on Nexen consumer rebates with Tires and Co. Visit tiresandco.ca today.
Would you like to program the highlight of your day with our smart light devices?
Sure, the future is bright, but this is taking it too far.
Genesis Builders Group integrates smart home features to help you find the perfect mood lighting for every room.
We're integrated. We're shining at our best, just like their smiles when they see the energy bill.
Installation and training included with every new Genesis home. Visit genesisbuilds.com to learn more.
Genesis Builders, creating tomorrows.
Virgin Plus is the obvious choice for affordable data. So, is it necessary to use random voice effects to help sell it? Does it make member benefits discounts on food fashion, and entertainment exciting? Do we need all this sonic sweetening to convince you? We don't. Because when you're choosing an affordable phone plan, the obvious choice is Virgin Plus. Obviously. Conditions apply. Visit a Virgin Plus store or virginplus.ca.